time is the charm for this recording to work. Way more active, way more awake today at 5:16 instead of 10:16, 5 hours earlier, as the Phillies game was about 5 hours earlier from when the normal game starts around 6 o'clock. It started around 1 o'clock, so that felt pretty good. I did not watch this game. They did win, so they won 4-3. I didn't really watch today. We were doing some other stuff. Normally, when we are on 1 o'clock games, I'm in school today, was off for a holiday, so I'm pretty happy about that. Got to go do some things and not be in school. So did not get to watch, but I did get to listen to innings throughout and kind of read through the box score. So it's not like I have the reaction of me sitting there and watching the whole game, but I did do my fair share of looking up exactly what happened. I listened to Topper at press conference and all that and figuring out some stuff. So I'm going to read through the ESPN and we'll see what happened. So 4-3, Phillies win. They are at 500, and we have to do this thing 500 watch, because the place Phillies like to be a lot is being right there at 5.500. If anyone doesn't know what 500 means, it means that you as a team has played is 50-50. It means you've won 50% and you've lost 50%. So it's a 0.500 percentage of the games that you are winning and losing. So that would mean 6-6, 7-7, 20-20. And then if you're over 500, you would be 9-6 or 20-10. That's over 500. But if you're under 500, you would be 10-25 or 20-35 or something like that, where you have more wins than losses if you're over and more losses than wins if you're under, and then you could be right there at the middle ground is where the Phillies are at this point. So the Phillies are now 4-3. Now I'm messing up my numbers here. Too many numbers up top. If you ever open the ESPN app, you got the team name, you got the record underneath, you got the score in the middle, and then the other team on the other side, the winning team and then the losing team. So the Phillies did come out with this one today. JT Realmuto yesterday got hit in like the neck area. I might have said throat. I don't know what I was saying last night. But he got hit in like the neck, throatish area. And by a pitch that bounced in the dirt first, he played today. He went 2-for-5 with a single to right and a single to center. And then an error in the first inning. So he was on base 3 times today. Bohm 1-for-4, Marsh 1-for-4, Castellanos 1-for-4, Stott 1-for-4, and Rojas 1-for-4. So everyone had a hit except for Harper and Turner, and Turner's in a little bit of a slumpy thing right now, but didn't matter. He did walk twice, which was effective in this game, just having base runners. They did face Lance Lynn for St. Louis, who Lance Lynn is not a very good pitcher that doesn't allow home runs. He allows a lot of long balls. And we did not hit a long ball today because our power is just not there. Our power is not surging right now. Just a lot of singles for this Phillies team right about now. And I think, as Scott Stocker said on the broadcast, that they had 6 or 11 straight singles. And for that, Wheeler, Nola pitched today. Nola is now 2-1. He went 6 innings, 3 hits. 2 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 2 home runs are allowed. So he's back in the home run category and allowing home runs. 93 pitches, 55 strikes. Strom came in. He pitched an inning, got a strikeout. Soto pitched 0.2 innings, allowed a run and 2 hits. So not the greatest outing for Soto. Dominguez then came in to get allowed another hit and got out of the inning, got out of the 8th inning at that point. And then Hoffman got the save and got a rollover double play that Harper and Stott were able to, Turner, Stott, Harper were able to turn to get the final out in the 9th inning. But Phillies do enough to get a win and win on this homestand. This road stand, their first road stand of the year. They beat Washington 2 out of 3, and they beat St. Louis 2 out of 3. And you just win series, and you'll get a sweep every once in a while. And just the whole goal in all these series is you're early now. You're 500 now instead of being 5 games under like they started last year. They started 5-10 last year through 12. Now we're 6-6. So hopefully going home against Pittsburgh to play the Pittsburgh Pirates for a four-game set Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll go over the times and the starters now. But you're going home to play some not-so-great teams, so let's take advantage. So tomorrow's starter will be Ranger Suarez versus Jay Jones. Suarez 1-0 with a 4.09 ERA, and Jones 1-1 with a 3.86 ERA. That will be Thursday's game. Friday's game is going to also be at the Pirates. That'll be 6:40. That's the unveiling of the City Connect uniforms. Christopher Sanchez will go for the Phils. Bailey Falter, our old Phillies friend, will go for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Saturday, I will be down at the game. Spencer Turnbull will be going for the Phils, and M. Gonzalez will go for Pittsburgh. And I think Martin Perez will go on Sunday. No, Mitch Keller will go on Sunday. It'll be Keller versus Wheeler on Sunday. Phils are projected to win all those games in the matchup predictor. So we'll see what happens. Tomorrow, I'll be on after the game. Does look like there's a little bit of rain in the forecast, but as the Phillies have shown early in this season, rain will not stop them from playing baseball. So we'll see. If I don't see you tomorrow, I'll talk to you on Friday. I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off.